Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, on demand via the Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
Bart Van Ark, Global Chief Economist at the Conference Board, joins us this morning in the studio. Now, you're normally based stateside, so great to have you here in London. And it also means you can give us an insight into what's happening in the US. Basically, the chances of the Fed raising rates next month are now considerably lower than they were a week ago, so falling from 80% a week ago.
Right. I mean, it's understandable that now that the markets have finally begun to sort of adjust a little bit from, you know, a little bit of overdoing the excitement about this new administration, that together with a very weak first quarter that we had is sort of giving an assessment that maybe the chances of the Fed raising rates are going to slow down. However, I'm not sure that's really going to happen because, frankly, there are a couple of things happening. We've seen a couple of months now of pretty strong cyclical improvements in the U.S. economy. We have seen our leading economic index go up for several months. We do another release this morning, so we'll see how that one is coming out. So we have a rebound in the second quarter from the first quarter. We have, you know, decent inflation rates. I think the Federal Reserve is on a path, on the path of raising rates. So unless this political upheaval is really going to create huge economic instability, I'm not so sure that the chances have gone down that much.
Is the machinations of Washington and the globe at the moment, it seems to have almost transferred itself onto the East Coast, into equity markets, into bond markets, and into a risk-off sentiment. Is this a speed bump for Trumpnomics, or are you looking at it slightly more deeply? How deeply concerned should markets be about these movements in Washington?
Yeah, I mean, let's put it in perspective. I mean, we have seen several months of very rapid increase in financial markets. We have been saying for months at the Conference Board, like, aren't we overdoing this a little bit? Aren't we only factoring in the nice things that may come out of this administration? You know, tax cuts and getting healthcare reforms and things like that. And are we factoring in the risks of political instability, trade wars, and all those kind of things? That didn't seem to be factored in. Finally, it seems markets are now beginning to see, well, that is actually going to be the dominant theme. But we shouldn't forget that, yes, there's a lot of political issues now, but behind the scene, I'm pretty sure that discussions on the tax reforms and so on are going to continue. So maybe this is actually taking the attention a little bit away and allows Congress to actually get some business done in the next couple of weeks.
Now that's the gem, isn't it? That's what everybody wants to know. Is basically reform off the table, the tax cuts, the spending plans, the regulatory reform that the Trump administration has talked about, that a lot of economists were building into their forecast of economic growth and a lot of market participants were trading on?
It's absolutely not off the table. This is one of the key agenda points of this administration and of the Republican Congress. You know, despite all the political instability that we're looking at right now, this is not going to detract them from trying to get this agenda pursued. Now, how much will it be? How easily can get it done? You know, I mean, the Treasury Secretary has been clear for weeks that he needs a few months for this rather than a few days. I mean, we only had a one-pager tax reform proposal a couple of weeks ago. This is hard work, and maybe actually with the attention being a little bit away from this, they may be able to get something done.
Didn't want to be disingenuous about the one pager. Let's talk about Jens Weidmann, the head of the Bundesbank and also one of the big beasts, as it were, of the European Central Bank. He's on the tape at the moment. He's saying the risks have diminished in the euro area. He says the ECB should normalise policy if recovery continues and the political risks don't necessarily have to have an immediate impact on the economy. Political risk is dissipating in the eurozone. There is no doubt about that. Yesterday I saw somebody sort of almost reminiscent of the Deutschmark, is that the euro is powering ahead almost with the steam of the Deutschmark, 111.35. Political risk is dissipating. Unemployment is down in France. Do I shout hurrah for Europe?
Well, again, a lot of this is cyclical improvements. For example, we released at the Conference Board yesterday our latest productivity numbers, which actually show a nice uptick in the euro area. But a lot of this is cyclical. It's just that demand is accelerating faster than the speed by which the companies are hiring. Yes, unemployment is coming down. But, you know, productivity is pro-cyclical, and we see that clearly in the numbers. So I think this is really good news. But mind you, I mean, inflation is still quite low in the euro area.
That's the conundrum, though, isn't it? That is the conundrum. 16 quarters of expansion,
right?
And still no virulent.
Long way to go. The stabilization of oil and commodity prices helped a little bit to get to this stabilize inflation a little bit at reasonable rates. But I think, you know, the ECB is looking at this very carefully. And as soon as we're seeing inflation, like in the US, when we see inflation going back to the target rate of around 2%, I think we'll see a change of tune at the ECB happening. So this cyclical improvement can actually help a little bit for the euro area.
What about productivity? I mean, it's a puzzle both here in Europe and in the US, but the US seems to be working at it, or perhaps succeeding at it, a little bit more than the Europeans?
Actually not. At the moment, we actually see that productivity has improved better in Europe than in the United States. In the United States, it dropped off to below 1% in the last couple of years. It stalled last year. We are actually expecting a little bit of an uptick in the United States too. But in Europe, we have seen a faster improvement, again, because of that pro-cyclical improvement. Now, the real question at the moment is, can that cyclical tailwind that we have now been translated into a structural tailwind? And that requires companies now to say, okay, let's take time and use this opportunity of increasing demand to begin to invest, to push our digital transformation into our business models, and in order to really make this transformation to a new productivity and much faster productivity growth path.
Tell me this, Bart. Who's got the biggest mental trauma to carry? The Fed with the taper tantrum, or the European Central Bank with that policy misstep, which was raising rates and having to vault face? Which is the bigger mental scar?
I think Europe has a bigger challenge. I think, as I mentioned, Europe is now experiencing some of these tailwinds. This is helping. The Fed has been on a path towards normalization for significantly longer. I don't think they're going to be hugely distracted by what is going on in the political scene right now. In the case of the ECB, and the euro area, we're dealing with much more fundamental factors of an economy that has been growing very weakly for, you know, more than a decade now. And, you know, to see that euro area economy to become reintegrated and get into faster growth is a much bigger challenge ahead.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe. Weekday mornings at 1 a.m. Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Washington, D.C. on Bloomberg 99.1 FM and 105.7 FM HD2. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. In San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2. And on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2016 Bloomberg LP.